Hello, and welcome to Healing Tsunami. This is your host, Apostle Apenua T. Joshua, here to greet you in the name of our Lord. Maybe you're listening in your car, at home, or at work, and you need a touch from God. Whatever your need, whatever your pain, I believe this is your moment for a divine encounter. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we're going to dive into the scriptures and discover the promises of God for your life. Get ready to have your faith stirred and your spirit renewed. A healing tsunami is on the way.
Welcome everyone to Jesus the Healer campaign. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We thank you for the finished works of Jesus on the tree. It was wiped, and the scripture says, by his stripes we have been healed. We thank you for this meeting, these 3 days in your presence. We thank you because you'll be loading us, attending to every issue of our life. You'll be building us in faith and to grow in the knowledge of you. We thank you because everyone in this meeting will be healed, delivered, and transformed. And we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. So welcome to this edition of Jesus the Healer campaign. My name is Apenua Tomiwa Joshua. I'm a preacher of God's Word. I'm from Ondo State. I base in Lagos. I'd like to share brief about me for those of us who are just joining us with this guy, with this pastor, would like to know more about you. So, like I said, I base in Lagos on the island here. I got born again at the age of 12 when I did my water baptism. And of course, I rededicated my life to Jesus at 17, which is the major change of my life. We actually have a kind of personal encounter with God, and I received the Holy Ghost baptism that year. And of course, I was on campus where the journey of my work with God started, when I began to study, began to pray, and began to make inquiry of a kind of spiritual hunger, right? Wanting to know God, wanting to walk in his plan and purpose. And that was where it built up, right on campus. And here we are today. Glory be to God. I'm the president of Apenua Tomiwa Joshua Ministries. And what is the virtual healing room all about? Over the years, we have been seeing people healed. One of the greatest strengths God has given us as a ministry is on the area of healing. We have seen thousands of people healed over the years at school outreaches, in the hospitals. We have seen hospital wards emptied several times. We are used to it, like several times. The common thing, last year alone, that is 2025, we saw hospital wards emptied more than 30 times, like weekly, right? More than between 10 to 40 times, because it's weekly, except the weeks I didn't go. Glory be to God. We are seeing God yield multitude, right? And everything is because of one thing. God is faithful. God keep to his word. Glory be to God. And God never changed, right? He said, I'm the Lord, I change it not. Glory be to God. God never changed. God keep to his word. If you believe God, you will see the results of God's power. Jesus Christ said, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. If you want to see the glory of God at work in your life, then believe God. Faith is that link that transport things from the realm of the spirit into the realm of the physical. Glory be to God. Okay, why the virtual healing room? Yeah, over the years, we have seen people healed as well at the virtual healing room. The virtual healing room is a platform to get people healed and to get them discipled. Over the years, we have seen that majority of the cases lost, there were people whom after they were healed, you know, we're not in touch, you know, and a lot of people just, you know, people are with this habit of dig and carry, maybe just pray for them, they get healed and they just go away. They don't want to know God, they don't want to get disciples and all that. So we started the virtual healing room as a result of that. Glory be to God. As is then, that has crashed. So the virtual healing room is God giving us answer to a question, helping us increase the results. You know, God wants people to live, right? God wants you to live, right? It is the mission of the enemy to kill, but it is God's will for you to live. Glory be to God. He said, the devil come but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Glory be to God. God wants you to live and not die. Amen. God wants to what? To live and not die. So the virtual living room is one of the ideas God gave to us. It was inspired by the ministry of John G. Lake. You know, when John G. Lake was alive in the 90s, in the around 1920s and thereabout, he had what they call the healing room. Glory be to God. So right now we have the virtual healing room. Have you been trained on divine healing by John G. Lake ministry? I had access to their resources for more than a decade now. I've been studying and I've been practicing the things I learned there, and we have seen people healed, delivered, and set free. And it is your turn. Glory be to God. It is your turn for healing. It is your turn for deliverance. Whatever the oppression of the enemy in your life, it will be broken in this meeting in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's start today's message properly. Today we'll be looking at the same Jesus. Glory be to God. The same what? Jesus. Let's open our Bible to Acts chapter 10 verse 38. Acts 10 verse 38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, right, and with power, who went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him, right? Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with what? Our power. After being anointed with the Holy Ghost and our power, he went about doing good, right? So he went about doing good, healing. So it is a good thing to heal, right? Jesus went about doing good, healing. There are people who talk down on the healing, right? Maybe because this in their mind they are better than Jesus. Jesus went about doing good, right? If Jesus went about doing good, then who are we? Jesus is our standard. As a Christian, Jesus is our standard. The scripture says, looking unto Jesus, the author, right, and the finisher of your faith. Glory be to God. So Jesus is our standard. We are meant to live as he lived, right, and do things as he did them, right? The moment he received the Holy Ghost baptism of power, he went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Another point here is the fact that sickness is an oppression of the devil. It is not God trying to teach you something. Sickness is the devil oppressing you. And the scripture says that in righteousness shall you be established. You shall be far from oppression. And I declare today, as many that have been oppressed by the devil in their health, in their mind, in their finances, in their marriage, I command that oppression broken in the name of Jesus Christ, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, right? For God was with him, right? For God was with him, Emmanuel, right? He went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, right? For God was with him. Let's open our Bible, right, to Psalm 107. And my first point here is the fact that Jesus is the sent word, right? Jesus, the sent word. Glory be to God. Let's open our Bible to Psalms of David, chapter 107, right? Verse 20. 107, verse 20, is right? He said, he sent his word and healed them, right? And delivered them from their destruction. He sent his word, right? And healed them, right? And delivered them from their destruction. Who sent his word? God, right? He sent his word, right? And healed them, right? And delivered them from their destruction, right? So let's open our Bible again to John chapter 1, right? The gospel according to John chapter 1, right? Verse 1, right? In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, right? And the word was God, right? The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Glory be to God. Let's look at verse 14. Say, and the word was made flesh, right? And the word was what? Was made flesh and dwell among us, right? and he beheld his glory, the glory of as of the Holy Begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Right? Psalm 107 verse 20, he said, he sent his word and healed. Right? Here, he said, his word became flesh. Right? His word became flesh. Glory be to God. So Jesus was the sent word, right, that became flesh, right, and dwell among us. Glory be to God. And he said he sent his word, what, and healed them, right, and delivered them from their destruction. Let's open our Bible to John chapter 6 verse 38. John chapter 6, we are seeing the gospel according to John chapter 6 verse 38. Say, for I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Glory be to God. Say, I came down from heaven not to do my own will. Glory be to God, right? But the will of him who sent me, right? Jesus Christ has a consciousness of being sent, right? He has a consciousness of being sent, and he know that God sent him here on earth. The Father sent him here on earth to do the will of the Father. To do the will of the Father. When you check Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, he said, I am the Lord that what? That healed thee. Right? I am the Lord that what? That healed thee. And he sent his word and what? And healed them. Right? And Jesus, it was the word from God, and he became flesh, right, and dwell among us. Glory be to God. Let's open our Bible to Matthew, the gospel according to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. It is Jesus, the healer campaign. So we'll be talking much about Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. There's nothing else, there's nobody else worth talking about in meetings like this, if not Jesus, not even me. I don't want being talked about like Jesus. Glory be to God. Jesus, what are they talking about? So we'll be spending these 3 days talking about Jesus, because the Jesus the Healer campaign. So in this meeting, you are not here for a man. You have not come to see one young man, right? You have come to see Jesus. By myself, I don't have anything power to offer. Glory be to God. I don't have any power to offer. But what I have to offer is what I'm giving you. That is Jesus, right? Because he lives in me and I in him. Glory be to God. Let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Say, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, right? He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Our Lord Jesus Christ was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom is not complete without healing all manner of sickness, without healing all manner of diseases. The gospel of the kingdom of God is not complete without healing, because in heaven, in the kingdom of God, there's no sickness, there's no disease, right? Our Lord Jesus Christ says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God wants us to live here on earth as a rehearsal of how our life in heaven is going to look like. In heaven, there's no sickness, there's no disease, there's no poverty, there's no pain, there's no crisis, there's no sorrow. Glory be to God. And God wants us to live here on earth as ambassadors of heaven, right? We are not subjected to the rule, to the system of this world, but of the kingdom that we belong to. Let me take it a bit clearer. Let's say this is Nigeria, and of course you have embassies, you have America embassies. America ambassadors and embassies are not subjected to the laws of Nigeria. Glory be to God. Right in the embassy, they run by the law of their nation. Glory be to God. Their nation take care of them. America take care of them. America fund them. Glory be to God. So here on earth, your funding is from heaven, right? Your healing, your health is from heaven. In America embassy in Nigeria, you can't see an American ambassador fall sick and go to a general hospital in Nigeria, or go to one teaching hospital in Nigeria. No, right? He said that they take care of him with all the American drugs and equipment right in the embassy, or they flew him back to get taken care of and come back again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are not subjected to this world. We are not subjected to the system and the rulership of this world. And if you are here tonight, you are not yet born again, you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, you are still subjected to the rulership of this world, you have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to be born again today, because take it or leave it, the devil does not like you. Glory be to God. The devil does not like you. If you are not born again, you are seriously under the influence and the power of Satan. And you have the opportunity in this meeting to come out of there. There's nothing in that place. God loves you. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Glory be to God. Amen. So it was preaching the gospel of the kingdom, right? And healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had palsy. And he healed them. Glory be to God. And he healed them. Now the question is, how many did Jesus heal? How many did Jesus heal? Let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 14, verse 14. The gospel according to Matthew chapter 14. We are seeing Matthew chapter 14, right? Verse 14. That Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion towards them and healed their sick, right? So Jesus healed the multitude. Glory be to God. Mass healing, Jesus started it. Jesus healed the multitude. He healed the multitude. Now again, let's go, come back to chapter 12, verse 15. Chapter 12, right? Verse 15. How many did Jesus heal, right? Right? Verse 15. It says, but when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, right? And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all, right? He healed multitude, and now he healed them all. He healed them all, right? He healed them all, right? He did not leave anyone behind. He healed them all. You know, I've been to several healing meetings where the man of God will say, God will heal 20 people today. And if you do a scan, if you count, there are more than 100 people who need healing. No. Jesus does not operate that way, right? Of course, people do things by the limit of how much they know. They are trying their best. We are not here to criticize them. Glory be to God. Amen. That's how far their faith can go. But I have a Jesus that healed them all. Meaning, if it is 1,000 people that are hearing this message, if it is 1 million people that are hearing this message, God's power have the capacity of healing every one of you. And it will happen in the name of Jesus Christ. So this is not a game thing. We are not trying to bet. We are not trying to, I'm trying to look for the best time to use now. We are not here guessing. We are not here trying to struggle for a limited resources. Glory be to God. There's abundance of healing, abundance of health in Jesus. Glory be to God. Say, but the devil come to kill, to steal, and to destroy, but I have come that you may have life and have it more abundant life. There's more abundantly. There's abundance of life in the house. Glory be to God. There's abundance of life in the house. Whatever might be bothering you, whatever that you might be diagnosed of, I have a good news for you. That life will take care of everything in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So God is not trying to pick people. Jesus is not trying to pick people. Oh, I will heal this one. I will not heal this one. He's not picking. He's here for every one of you. He's here from every one of you. So you have a responsibility of drawing, right? Of drawing. Receiving is your responsibility. And how do you receive? You receive by faith. Glory be to God. You receive by what? By faith. Glory be to God. So he said, Jesus healed them all, right? He healed them all. Let's open our Bible to Luke chapter 6, right? The gospel according to Luke chapter 6, right? Verse 19, right? Luke chapter 6, right? Verse what? Verse 15 said, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. The whole multitude sought to touch him, right, and multitude virtue came out of his body, what, and healed them all. So as you are, as the word of God is coming to you, virtue is entering your body, virtue is entering your mind. The word, the Greek word for virtue here is dunamis, the power of God, right? Our Lord Jesus Christ said, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. As the word of God is coming to you right now, he said he sent his word and healed them, right, and delivered them from that destruction. As the word of God is coming to you right now, the word of God carries life, and when the life of God begins to work in your body, cancer cannot stay, fibroid cannot stay, hypertension cannot stay, that paralyzed hand as a result of stroke will receive the life of God. Glory be to God. Every cell, every tissue, every organ of your body that are dying, that the doctor said it is over, that kidney, that liver that have collapsed to hepatitis, it is receiving the life of God now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's look at example, just one example, because of our time, of the people Jesus healed. Just one example, just one, because of our time. Let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 8, verse 1. It says, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, right? Jesus is used to having great multitude, right? He's used to having God's great multitude, right? And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou willest, right, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean, right? Immediately, his leprosy was what? Was clean. Glory be to God. This leper here, he knew that Jesus can heal him, right? But he's not just sure if Jesus will. Are you in that position yet? This meeting, you know that God can. You have all the quotes, or you know all the Bible verses that God can do all things. With God, nothing is impossible. But you are not just sure of your case. You even know God can do it for others, but you are not just sure for yourself, right? If you are in that position, you are not in faith. Faith says God can do it and God will do it for me. Glory be to God. Faith says if God can do it, then I can receive it. Faith says if it is available in redemption, then I can receive it. Glory be to God. And I have a good news for you. Healing is available in redemption. Jesus Christ took your sickness on the whipping post. When we'll John chapter 19, verse 1, he said, and Pilate took Jesus, right, and scourged him. And 1 Peter 2:24, he said, by his stripes you have been healed. That sickness, that disease, no matter what it is, it has been laid on Jesus 2,000 years ago and have no right to be laid on you any longer. It has no right to be laid on you any longer. And that is why we are bringing the gospel to you. The gospel is simply good news, right? The good news here is the fact that you don't need to be oppressed again. Jesus was oppressed for you. You don't need to be sick again. Jesus was made sick for you. You don't need to die of condemnation. Jesus Christ has been condemned for your sake. The scripture says he made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. So if you are hearing from any part of the world right now, no matter how deep you have been into the world, you may have felt condemned, you may have felt like, oh, I have done all manner of terrible things, I cannot be accepted by God. You may even be thinking the sickness is as a result of Jesus punishing you or God punishing you. I have a good news for you. Jesus was punished for your sake. The scripture says he was bruised for your iniquity. Glory be to God. Jesus was punished on the tree so that you might not be punished. God does not want to punish. And that is why he punished his only begotten son on the tree. And right on the tree, right, the scripture says God turned his back on Jesus. Do you know why God turned his back on Jesus on the tree? Because right on the tree, Jesus Christ was not there as just a matter. He was there as a sin. The Bible says he made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin. Right on the tree, God turned his back on his only begotten son. And his only begotten son, for the first time, he was saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? Right on the tree, he couldn't call God Father as usual. He was able to call God, right? God. Because right on the tree, Jesus, God, the Father was to him a God. God is a God of everybody, but not a Father of everybody. Glory be to God. But that few moments on the tree, there's a shift of identity. There was a shift of identity. Jesus could no longer identify, right on the tree, could not identify with God as a father and son relationship. Why? Because of my sin, because of your sin that was laid on him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So no matter what you might think you might have done wrong, no matter what you think you deserved, I have a good news for you. I have a good news for you. Jesus was punished for your sake. He was condemned for your sake. And the scripture says the chastisement of your peace was laid upon him, right? And by his stripes, you have been healed. Glory be to God. So if you are here tonight, you think God is punishing you without sickness, I have a good news for you. God is not the one punishing you. Jesus has been punished for your sake. Glory be to God. And if you are here, you are not yet born again, you are not sure of your relationship with God, you are not sure if Jesus come today, if you follow him, if you are in that state without coming to Jesus, you keep yourself at the mercy of the devil. And like I said, he doesn't like you. He hates you. He hates you so much. So why not come to Jesus today? Why not come to Jesus today? The scripture says, come unto me, all that labor and heavy landing, right? And I will give you rest. The true rest, the right rest is in Jesus. Glory be to God. The true rest and the right rest is in Jesus. Why not come to Jesus today? And how do you come to Jesus today? You have to believe the gospel. You have to believe that he died on the tree for you, and on the third day he rose up from the dead. You have to confess him as your Lord and Savior, and you have to be willing to repent from all your sin so that you can be able to walk with him with true holiness and righteousness. So right now, if you are in that phase, you want to give your life to Jesus, you want to be born again, you want to say, Jesus, save my soul, you want to say, Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, I believe that you died for me on the tree. I want to come to you. I want to place your hand on your chest. I want you to place your hand on your chest right now. Say this word after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the tree for my sake, and on the third day, you rose up for my justification. I confess you as my Lord and personal Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I want to be your friend. I want to be a child of God indeed. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Today, I receive the gift of salvation. I am born again. I am sanctified, washed by the blood of Jesus. I repent of all my sin, and I will not go back to them anymore. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory be to God. If you say that prayer from your heart, you have believed the gospel from your heart, I have a good news for you. You are now a child of God. You have been born again. And I decree that the hand of the Lord will keep you. You will not go back to sin anymore. You will not go back to the world anymore. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory be to God. So it is time for ministration. Like we said, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did 2,000 years ago in the Bible days, he will still do today. Glory be to God. He will still do today. So if you are here, you need healing in your body, you have been diagnosed of any ailment whatsoever, I want you to place your hand on your head or that place where you need healing. Even as we'll be ministering to you right now. Father, we bless your name. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost our power, who went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Say, our God have highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. So right now, I command every sickness in the body of this person hearing me, I command sickness, disease, go now. Leave that body right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, sickness, disease, pain, aches, I command you right now. I command, be gone right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, that hypertension, I command you, leave right now. That diabetes, I command you, leave right now. That heart disease, I command you, go right now. Stroke, you spirit of paralysis, I break your power. Leave that body, leave that mind. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke that spirit of cancer. I command you to leave right now. I command the growth to shrink, dissolve, and die forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Cancer, you must leave that body right now and never return again. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command that fibroid, every growth, abnormal growth in your body, either cancerous, either fibroid, every abnormal growth, I command, go! Now, I command, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command every pain in that body, I command you to leave right now. I command every moving object in that body, I command you to leave now. In the name of Jesus Christ, be gone right now. Everything moving that is not of God, I command you to leave that body now in Jesus' name. I command everyone under the yoke of the enemy, everyone under the attack of the enemy, be it in your marriage, in your finances, I command the power broken now in the name of Jesus Christ. I set you free right now. Devil, I command you to take away your hand off this fellow. Now, I command you, take away your filthy hand of God's property right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the power of the enemy broken. I command every spirit of witchcraft, every spirit of divination, every attack of the enemy keeping you down earthwise, financially, maritally, I command them broken now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command every spell, every enchantment, I command them broken now. In the name of Jesus Christ, right now, in the name and by the blood, I set you free. Be healed. Walk in the newness of life. In the name of Jesus, be free from that situation. I command every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system of your body to be functioning properly. I command life. Life. Receive life. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in this body now. In the name of Jesus Christ, right now, I command life, receive life, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. The hand of Jesus is upon you right now. Be healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, every part of your body are functioning properly. I command every closed wound to be functioning properly. In the name of Jesus Christ, every closed womb, I command it open. I'll be functioning properly. Receive your children. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive your miracle children. In the name of Jesus, receive your miracle children. Receive your miracle twins. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command your children released. I command those hormones to be functioning properly. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, everyone suffering from erectile dysfunction, I command, be healed in Jesus' name. Father, thank you because so be it. We give you all the glory. We thank you because you are confirming your word with signs, wonders, and miracles following. We thank you because people are receiving their jobs right now. Receive that job. Receive that miracle job now. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Begin to do whatever you cannot do before. Shake your body. Walk around. If you cannot stand, stand up. Say, I have been healed. Today, I receive my healing. Today, write down today's date, I receive my healing. Say, I am healed. Begin to shake your body. Begin to move around. You have been healed. You have been free. The power of God is at work in your body right now. Begin to shake your body. All that pain is gone. That cancer is gone right now. Growth vanish. I command that growth to disappear right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, every cracked bone, every bent bone, I command you to line up right now and be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to shake your body. Begin to move around. You have been healed. You have been delivered. Father, thank you because so be it. And we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. So thank you so much for joining for today. We'll see you again tomorrow. And remain blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
What a powerful time we've had on Healing Tsunami today. I pray that the Word of God has stirred your faith and brought healing to every area of your life. Before we sign off, I want to hear from you. We believe in the power of prayer, and we want to stand with you. Please send us your prayer requests, and as God moves, share your praise reports and healing testimonies. Your story will be an encouragement to others and a glory to God. If you feel led to partner with this ministry and help us reach more people with the gospel, your support would be a blessing. You can connect with us directly by sending a message on WhatsApp at +2 347 0615 97304 or by sending an email to apenuatomiwa@gmail.com. Until next time, this is Apostle Apenua T. Joshua, reminding you to walk in divine health and victory. God bless you.